And welcome to the 1 o'clock news for your face. Start off with Toronto Mayor John Tory says he wasn't involved in talks that would see Hydro One by the 100% city-owned company. Tory responded to a media report claiming Hydro One has been secretly negotiating the possible purchase of Toronto Hydro for $3 billion during the past few months. Well, so hopefully that's a lot of money going through the city right there. And then the revised executive order presented to President Trump today has officially been signed. Trump privately signed the papers Monday afternoon, which is a big contrast to when he signed the first documents last month in the more public Hall of Heroes. The major change immediately noticed in this new executive order is that Iraq has been removed from the travel ban list. The revised order specifies that a 90-day ban on people from the six countries does not apply to those who already have valid visas or people with U.S. green cards. The six countries still on the ban list are Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and Libya. A Mississauga teacher is facing allegations of sexual assault and has been fired by an Islamic private school. Tahir Mahmood has been charged with the sexual assault and sexual exploitation by Peel Regional Police after a 17-year-old girl alleges he assaulted her last month. Now here's a face full of entertainment news. It was a star-studded night at the iHeartRadio Awards yesterday. This included performances from Katy Perry, Ed Sheeran, and the Chainsmokers. Bruno Mars performed two hit singles, Treasure and That's What I Like, and was also honored with the Innovator Award. Canadian artists Justin Bieber, Drake, and The Weeknd were all winners, taking home some of the biggest awards of the night. And sticking with more some Trump news, recently retired late-night talk show host David Letterman has stated he would have a different approach to interviewing the President Trump. Referring to the interview Trump had with Jimmy Fallon earlier this year, Letterman states, "I think I would be in the position to give him a bit of scolding and would have to sit there and take it." He even went on to say that he would do a full hour with Trump, and if he was allowed, a full hour and a half. And with less than a week away from its worldwide release, Disney's live-action adaption of Beauty and the Beast is already creating headlines. Emma Watson has been fighting backlash from feminists over her Vanity Fair photo shoot, where she posed semi-nude, and now an Alabama movie theater and possibly Russia will be banning the movie due to Disney showing its first gay character on film. Now take a quick look at the box office numbers. So we have newly released film, Logan, coming at $85.3 million, knocking out Get out of the top spots. That's Jordan Peele's movie from the fame Key and Peele. That made $26.1 million in its second week. New movie The Shack, opening weekend, opened with $16.1. And Lego Batman dropped two spots to number four with an $11.6 showing. And looks like a little friend Anna Kendrick's not going to be able to use that cup song to help her movie Table 19 get out of that horrible opening spot at number 15 with only making $1.5 million at the box office. Reading the reviews, it doesn't look like that could be a good one. And just a quick forecast for the week. We have today, it's a high of 4, but it feels like 1 outside. Keep your coats on, possibly a toque. It may start snowing later. And tonight, we're looking at cloudy with a chance of showers, and it goes up to actually 6 degrees, so that's not too bad. And overnight, we're going to have some light rain with 7 degrees. And hopefully tomorrow morning, it won't be too bad, but we're looking at some light rain with a high of 8, a low of 4, and then Tuesday afternoon, we're looking at a high of 11, so you may be able to break out your shorts. That's it for the face news. Tune in at 3 o'clock to get the final edition of News for Your Face.